is the evening before Christmas.
英文叫 Christmas Eve.
英文叫 Christmas Eve.
也叫 Silent Night.
也 It is also called 平安夜。
是一个安静宁静的夜晚。
It is a night that is quiet and still.
但是其实中文的意思更加清楚。
But I think the Chinese version is more precise.
中文叫平安夜是平安的夜晚。
In Chinese, it means the peaceful night.
平安夜的来历就是刚才所念的路加福音第二章的那段经文。
The story of Christmas Eve originates from the scripture we just heard.
因为那个晚上是一个非常美丽安静的夜晚。
Because that was a beautiful and still night.
那天晚上有天使向莫摇来报告了一个大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。
That night, the angels reported the good news that concerned all people.
是关于神要拯救世人，神要从天上赐下平安给世上的人，这样子的信息。
The news was that God was going to send his son to the earth to save all people.
那莫要人听到这个消息，他们也去告诉别人，这就是我们今天常说的报佳音。
Upon hearing the good news, the shepherds went to tell it to people around. This is what we mean by bringing the good news.
这就是平安夜。
And this is what we mean by peaceful night.
每年一次。
We have only one night every year.
不多也不少。
No more, no less.
每年都有一个平安夜。
We have a Christmas Eve every year.
但是。
However.
平安夜的晚上是不是一定真有平安呢？
The question is, do we really have peace on Christmas Eve?
因为中文叫平安的夜晚，平安的夜晚是真有平安吗？
Because the Chinese phrase means peaceful night, do we really have peace?
答案是不一定。
The answer is not really.
有些人平安夜晚上有平安。
Some people do have peace.
有些人平安夜没有平安。
Others do not.
有些人可能有时候平安夜有平安，有时候平安夜没有平安。
Some people sometimes have peace on Christmas Eve, and some people sometimes don't.
那到底谁在平安夜会有平安？怎么在平安夜才会有平安？
But who would have peace on Christmas Eve, and how do we have peace?
为什么？
And why?
让我们一起来看。
Let's look at this together.
我们先来看一些平安夜不平安的例子。
Let's look at some examples about the peaceless nights on Christmas Eve.
如果你仔细去观察或者搜索一下，
If you observe and search,
你会发现有很多平安夜根本就不平安的事情发生。
You'll find a lot of examples that tell you that there is actually no peace on Christmas Eve.
我要举一些的例子。
I'm going to give you some examples.
我们先不说很久很久以前的，光先说这十来年以来的。
Let's simply look at the past decade.
我们也不说很远很远的地方，我们就光说多伦多或者加拿大这一带的地方。
Let's focus on the Great Toronto area.
我收集了一下，
I have gathered,
发现有太多平安夜不平安的例子了。
A lot of examples about how peaceless Christmas Eve has been.
2004年的平安夜。
On the eve of Christmas Eve in 2004.
根据那一天的新闻报道。
According to the news report.
平安夜那天晚上，多伦多发生了一起致命的车祸。
There was a fatal car accident in Toronto.
来自台湾的18岁的女留学生在那一个车祸当中丧生。
And there was an international female student from Taiwan lost her life in the accident.
那是平安夜。
That was Christmas Eve.
2011年的12月26号的世界日报报道。
The World News reports on December 26th 2011.
那个报道的题目叫做《平安夜不平安》。
The news story was entitled "Peaceless Christmas Eve."
根据那一篇的报道
，According to that report，
那一个平安夜的那一天
，On that Christmas Eve，
在多伦多发生了很多起抢劫案。
Quite a few robberies took place in Toronto.
被抢劫的有男性也有女性。
The victims were men and women.
有七十多岁的老人家。
Seniors in their 70s.
也有三十多岁的壮年男子。
And young men in their 30s.
被抢的时间有白天也有晚上。
And they were robbed during the day and at night.
有上午也有下午。
In the morning and in the afternoon.
同一天那个平安夜。
It was the same Christmas Eve.
不光有这么多的抢劫案在多伦多。
There were not only so many robberies.
在多伦多大学密西沙加分校里面还发生了一起火灾。
At the Mississauga campus of the University of Toronto, a fire broke out.
那一天的消防局有16辆的消防车赶到现场。
And about 16 fire trucks were dispatched to the scene.
我们大家可以想象16辆消防车排在一个地方肯定是很壮观。
Let's imagine how spectacular it was to have 16 fire trucks lined up together.
2015年的交通社报道。
In 2015, according to Canadian news agency,
那一天的平安夜在阿尔伯塔那个省
on Christmas Eve in Alberta,
有圣诞老人抢劫
and a man disguised in Santa Claus committed robbery.
但不是真的圣诞老人抢劫
He was not a real Santa Claus.
是一个男子假扮成圣诞老人到一个珠宝店里面去抢劫
It was a man who dressed up like Santa Claus and robbed a jewelry store.
大家可能说那都是过去的事情了。
You may say all those were things in the past.
给大家看一个最新的报道。
So let's look at the latest news report.
2017年11月21号。
This year, 2017, November 21st.
根据那天家国无忧网的报道。
According to 51.ca's report,
那个报道里面说，马上就要到圣诞节了。
It says Christmas is coming.
大家都开始忙着购物、过节、送礼、聚会。
And everybody is busy shopping, preparing for Christmas, gifting and gathering.
想开开心心的过个节。
And everybody wants to have a pleasant holiday.
但是有不少人发现，最近无论是媒体报道，还是朋友圈爆料的偷窃、打劫、诈骗等案件特别多。
But many people have noticed that there have been a lot of reports on frauds, burglaries, robberies.
闹得人心惶惶。
And everybody is distressed.
特别注意后面一句话。
Let's pay attention to the last sentence.
多伦多警方特别提醒大家。
The Toronto Police reminds everybody.
说我们的生活有季节性，犯罪分子犯罪也有季节性。
That our life is seasonal, so are the crimes.
所以在过年过节的时候要特别小心。
So that we must be extremely careful during holidays.
这方面关于车祸的、生病的、抢劫的、着火的案件还有很多。
I can have a lot more examples.
发生在平安夜的。
That happened on Christmas Eve.
大家可能会说。
You may say.
那些的人不知道他们是不是基督徒。
I'm not sure if those people are Christians.
我们基督徒那可能在平安夜不会出现这样的事情。
Those bad things won't happen to us Christians.
因为我们是基督徒。
Because we are Christians.
有神赐给我们的平安。
Because we have peace from God.
所以我们平安夜不会出什么事情。
Therefore, we are going to have peaceful Christmas Eve.
事实上，我们基督徒平安夜也照样会出现各样的事情。
In fact, bad things also happen to our Christians.
13年前的那个平安夜。
13 years ago on the Christmas Eve.
2004年的今天平安夜。
It was today, 2004.
我们教会有一个家庭。
There was a family in our church.
就是我们布兰腾教会有一个家庭。
This church.
一家祖孙三代五口人。
The whole family, from grandmother to grandchildren, five of them.
哦，那天他们要从一个 townhouse 搬到一个挺大的一个独立屋，很开心。
On Christmas Day, they were going to move from their townhouse to a detached house. They were very happy.
可是那天那个祖母生病住院。
But grandma got sick that day.
那天一大早，他们家那个小女儿得了重感冒，还哮喘。被妈妈送到急诊，送到医院里面去了。Yeah.
And their little daughter had caught cold and was suffering from asthma and was sent to the clinic.
家里就剩下父亲和那个四岁的儿子。
And only father and the four-year-old son were left home.
但是要搬家，搬家公司马上要来了。
But they were about to move, and the moving company was about to come.
还有好多东西都没有整理，怎么办呢？那个父亲心里面非常着急。
And they didn't have time to pack all things together, and the father was extremely anxious.
所以没办法，一大早那个父亲就把小儿子送到一个朋友家里去。
So the father sent his little son to a friend's home.
他一个人忙着整理东西，忙着跟搬家公司一起搬东西，一天心里面没有平安。
And he was busy throughout the day to put things together with the moving company. He had no peace.
以至于十三年前搬家，一直到现在，他们家都没有再搬过家。
Because of that, they have never moved for the past 13 years.
那家那个男主人就是我。
And I am that father.
平安夜会有各种的不平安。
Any peaceless thing can happen to you on Christmas Eve.
生病会让你不平安。
Your sickness.
被抢劫会让你不平安。
The robbery.
发大火会让你不平安。
Fire.
就算是没有这些事情，你也会不平安。
Even without those bad things, you may not have peace.
为了收集一些没有出现这些事情照样会不平安的例子。
In order to gather some examples about how people have no peace without any bad things happening to them.
我在那个 Google 那个网上面打进去难过的平安夜这几个字。
I Googled sad Christmas Eve.
大家如果不相信可以去查一下。
You can try the same.
难过的平安夜这几个字打进去之后，总共出来57万条的结果。
570 results were returned after I entered my search.
那一些的结果里面有些是这样说的。
Some of the examples say,
这个平安夜真难过，心里一点都不平安，因为没有人在乎我。
It says, I have a sad Christmas Eve because nobody seems to care about me.
还有的说这个平安夜就是假期，本来应该好好休息，心里很有平安的。
Some say I should have peace because I'm having days off.
但是没想到家里面那一位天天喝酒喝得烂醉。
But the spouse is drinking the whole day and gets wasted every day.
所以他心里一点平安都没有。
Therefore, he has no peace.
还有的说，怎么这么倒霉？刚好平安夜失恋了。
Some may say, I'm so unfortunate. I have broken my love on Christmas Eve.
还有一些说，刚好平安夜那天，老板通知他试用期到了，他不合格，失业了。
And some say, on Christmas Eve, he got the report that he didn't pass his probation.And he was going to be out of job.
他说心里面很痛苦，想杀人放火，我不平安，也让别人也不平安。
And he was so sad and upset. He said he even wanted to kill people and set things on fire.
还有的说平安夜我风平浪静，什么事情都没有，但是心里面很不平安，根本就睡不着觉。
And some say nothing bad has happened to me, but I do not have peace.I can't even go to sleep.
说现在天都快亮了，圣诞节都已经到了，我心里面还是安静不下来，没法睡觉。
He says, the Christmas day is about to break, and I haven't slept yet.
有很多很多这样的例子。
And we have a lot of examples like this.
有些是生病被抢劫所引起来的心里面的不平安。
And some lack of peace was caused by bad things like sickness and robberies.
有些根本就没有什么大事情发生，但是内来心里面无法安静，无法平安。
Some people had no peace for no reason.
我刚才说的这些事情全都是在平安夜那一天发生的。
All I have been talking about happened on Christmas Eve.
我们会问一个问题。
Then we may ask one question.
为什么连平安夜都会不平安？
And why do we not have peace even on Christmas Eve?
为什么？
Why?
其实原因很简单。
The reason is in fact quite simple.
因为人是罪人。
Because men, people are sinful.
人非常的软弱。
And people are weak.
人既然是罪人。
Because we are sinners,
就有犯罪的倾向。
We are inclined to commit crimes and sins.
就会犯罪。
We are likely to commit crimes.
就会有抢劫的事情发生。
Therefore, robberies may take place.
就会有各种不公义的事情发生。
Some injustice things may happen.
这一切的事情发生，当然会给人带来不平安。
Of course, people may feel no peace because of those things.
甚至有人说，
Some people may say,
因为人是罪人，在一些的节日当中，有时候因为那个环境的缘故，更容易诱发人去犯罪。
They say because men are sinful, it is more likely for people to commit crimes during Christmas seasons because there are some factors that may tempt people to commit crimes.
所以平安夜也照样会有犯罪的事情发生。
So we see crimes on Christmas Eve.
人也很软弱。
And men are weak.
哪怕是平安夜。
Even on Christmas Eve,
你如果不好好穿衣服保暖，该感冒还是会感冒。
If you do not put on enough layers and go out, you may catch cold.
如果你以为平安夜这几天放假，不用上班，不用上学，天天不好好睡觉，到天亮才睡觉，那你很容易生病，该生病还是生病。
If you do not sleep because you have holidays, you'll get sick.
到了平安夜的时候。
On Christmas Eve,
你看到这周围的环境，
you look at things around,
想起某些的人，
and think of people,
都有可能会让你心里面不平安，
who may make you emotional,
因为这一些的环境，
because those circumstances,
这一些的外在的因素，
the external factors,
你自己个人的身体状态。
Your physical health
都不是平安的源头。
They are not sources of your peace.
都不能保证你有平安。
They're not going to guarantee you have peace.
因为平安的源头乃在于神。
Because peace originates in God.
乃在于基督。
Peace starts from Christ.
如果没有基督，
without Christ,
无论外在的环境如何。
Regardless of the circumstances,
你都会有不平安。
You will have no peace.
所以没有基督。
Therefore, without Christ,
平安夜也不会平安。
You may not have a peaceful Christmas Eve.
那么我们怎么才会有平安呢？
Then how do we get peace?
刚才我们读了路加福音第五章。
We just read chapter 2 of Luke.
这一段的故事大家都非常的熟悉，每年都会来念。
We are very familiar with the story here because it is read every year.
但今天我们要特别注意第二章十四节的后半节的经文。
But we are going to pay special attention to the second half of verse 14 of chapter 2.
那段经文说，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
The verse says, "And on earth, peace to those on whom." His favor rests.
有人问我说，这里他所喜悦的人是指谁？
I was asked what it means by whom his favor rests.
有些人说，这是所有的世人。
Some say it refers to everybody.
因为神爱世人。
Because God loves the world.
因为耶稣基督的降生是关乎万民的，也就是关乎所有的人的。
Because the birth of Christ concerns all people.
所以这里所喜悦的人应该是所有的人。
So on whom his favor rests, should refer to all people.
这是有人给我的答案。
This is the answer I got from some people.
但是我告诉他。
But I told him.
这个答案是错的。
It's wrong.
虽然神爱世人。
Although God loves the world.
虽然耶稣基督的降生是关乎万人，关乎所有的人的。
Although the birth of Christ concerns all people.
但是平安归于他所喜悦的人，这里的他所喜悦的人不是所有的人。
But those on whom his favor rests does not refer to everybody.
这里的他所喜悦的人是指的跟随耶稣、接受基督的人。
Here on whom his favor rests refers to those people who follow Christ.
为什么这么说呢?
Why?
圣经里面很清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
在以弗所书第一章第五节很清楚地说。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5 it says clearly.
神又因爱我们就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
The Bible says he predestined for adoption, predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will.
那里所喜悦的就是路加福音这里所说的所喜悦的是同一个字。
The pleasure and will means the same as favor in Luke chapter 2.
神的心意所喜悦的就是拣选我们这些人成为跟随耶稣基督的人。
What God favors is he chooses all of us to follow Jesus Christ.
既然选我们成为耶稣基督跟随耶稣基督的人是神所喜悦的，那么我们这些被拣选的人就是神所喜悦的。
If God predestines those to follow Christ, then those of us who are predestined are favored by God.
所以神就将平安归给我们这些跟随耶稣基督的人，也就是说是他所喜悦的人。
Therefore, God rests his favor on us who follow Jesus Christ.
所以平安是神所赐的，是赐给他所喜悦的人的。
So peace is given by God to those whom he favors.
圣经里面有很多的经文都是表达这个同样的意思。
The Bible has many places to express the same message.
耶稣基督在约翰福音十四章跟他的门徒说。
Jesus says in verse 27 of chapter 14 of John to his disciples.
说我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。
Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you.
所以门徒的平安是基督赐给他们的。
So the peace the disciples had was given by God, by Jesus.
保罗在他的书信当中也很多次称神为赐平安的神。
In his epistles, Paul mentions several times the peace of God.
也就是说平安是从神那里赐下来的。
What he means is that peace comes from God.
圣经当中还有很多的经文谈到。
In the Bible, there are many verses that discuss
当我们有灾难有难处的时候。
When we have adversaries and hardships,
我们只有在神里面才有平安。
We can only find peace in God.
诗篇四十六篇说，神是我们的避难所。
Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge.
说哪怕是翻江倒海、天崩地裂，我们也不害怕。
It says, even though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, we will not fear.
也有平安。
We will have peace.
因为平安是从神那里来的。
Because we have peace from God.
耶稣基督在约翰福音第十六章讲得更加清楚。
Jesus makes it more clear in John 16.
说我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难。
Jesus says, I have told you those things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble.
在世上有苦难，有苦难的时候，平安从哪里来？从耶稣基督那里来。
In the world you have trouble, but you have peace, which comes from Jesus Christ.
所以唯有在神，在基督耶稣里面，才有真正的平安。
So we say only in Christ we can find real peace.
当然你可能会问，
You may ask,
当我们说平安，平安，这个平安到底是什么意思？
We say peace, what does it really mean?
既然你说神将平安赐给所有他所喜悦的人，也就是跟随耶稣的人。
If you say God gives peace to everybody he favors,
但是我们这些基督徒是跟随耶稣的人，神应该赐给我们有平安。
And we are Christians and we follow Christ, therefore we should have peace.
可是我们基督徒不是照样还会有生病、有车祸，甚至平安夜也会有各样的事情发生吗？
But bad things also happen to us Christians on Christmas Eve.
那么到底什么是平安？
Then what is peace?
平安的意思是指人心里面、灵魂上面的一种宁静的状态。
What we may mean by peace is a calm and still state in the soul of people.
这种状态是因为人接受耶稣基督得救了。
It is a state that is caused by the fact that people are saved by Christ.
从而不再担心害怕神的处罚。
So they no longer fear the punishment from God.
并且也因为有盼望，所以可以对世上所有的一切而满足。
And they can be content with all things in the world.Because they have hope in Christ.
这个叫平安。
This is what we mean by peace.
有人可能会说，你怎么知道？
Some people may say, how do you know?
希腊文的平安这个字，我去查了意思，就是刚才我讲的这个意思。
The meaning of peace in Greek means exactly what I just explained.
所以这个平安跟有没有战争，有没有生病，没有关系。
So this peace has nothing to do with what happens if there is war, if there is a bad thing,
跟你是不是外在环境很顺利也没有关系。
It has nothing to do with whether or not the external circumstances are favorable.
因为这个是你心里面的平静安稳的状态。
Because it is the innermost state of being still and calm.
这样子的心里面平静安稳的状态是不会受外在环境的影响的。
A state of mind that is not going to be affected by external factors.
也不跟外在的环境和条件成任何的比例的。
And it is not proportionate to what happens externally.
这就是为什么有些人住豪宅。
It is because why some people live in mansions.
有享不尽的荣华富贵。
And they have a great fortune.
但是整天心里面提心吊胆，没有平安。
But they are in distress.And peaceless.
但是有些人可能住的是很破旧的房子。
But some people may live in shabby houses.
吃的很简单。
Eat simple food.
但是心里面很有平安。
But they have peace.
因为这是心里面的平静安稳的状态，跟外在环境没有任何比例上的关系。
Because it is the still and calm state of mind that has nothing to do with external factors.
这一种的平静安稳的状态取决于你是不是你的心在神那里。
The peace in your heart has a lot to do with whether your heart is in God.
是不是把你的心交在神那里的。
Whether you have committed your heart to God.
诗篇131篇有两节非常美的经文。
There are two beautiful verses in Psalm 131.
那节经文说，我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中，我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子。
It says, I have calmed and quieted myself. I'm like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned, I am content.
我们都知道诗人讲这一句话的时候，
We know the psalmist when he says this.
表示他的心里面非常的满足，非常的平静，安稳，平安。
Expresses his ultimate calmness and peace in mind.
他为什么会如此的平静安稳呢？平安呢？
Why is he so calm and still?
他后面讲了一句话。
And he said later,
他说以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，从今时直到永远。
He says, Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forever.
他有这样子的平安的原因，是因为他一直仰望耶和华神。
He has this kind of peace because he has always had his hope in the Lord.
他仰望神，他的心在神那里。
He has his hope and heart in the Lord.
所以他心里面有平安，好像断刚断过奶的孩子。
So he has peace, just like a weaned child.
所以我们要想心里有平安。
So if we want to have peace,
我们需要接受基督。
We must accept Jesus Christ.
我们需要仰望神。
We need to look up to God.
为什么？
Why?
道理很简单。
The reason is simple.
我们能做的很有限。
There is a limit to what we human beings are able to accomplish.
你可能很有能力可以掌控很多的事情，很多的钱财。
You may be in power and in control of a lot of things and great fortune.
但是你掌控不了你的心。
But you can't control your heart.
你今天能掌控，明天不一定能掌控。
You may be able to do that today, but not tomorrow.
你开车可以把方向盘掌握得很好，开得很好。
You can control your car behind the wheel.
但是你掌握不了那个十字路口从那边开过来的那辆车的方向盘。
But you can't control the car that coming towards you.
所以你开得很好，并不等于你就不会有车祸。
You're a good driver doesn't guarantee that you're not going to get into accident.
所以你会有各样的事情发生，心里会不平安。
So many things may happen to take away the peace in your mind.
但是当我们来到基督面前仰望神的时候，
But when we come to Christ to look up to God,
我们知道神爱我。
We know God loves us.
他会把最好的给我。
He is going to give us the best.
我们也知道神是掌管天地，是有完全的能力的。
And we know that God is in control of heaven and earth.
他要把最好的给我，他就有能力可以把最好的给我。
If he decides to give us the best, he is able to do so.
这个就是人怎么样才会有平安。
This is how we can get peace.
当然有人会说，那我们基督徒不是还照样会出各样的事情吗？
Some may refute me saying, how do you explain Christians in bad situations?
有些的事情发生，我们现在不一定完全知道原因。
Sometimes bad things happen to us and we do not know the reason behind them.
但是我们可以确定的是，
But what we can be sure of is,
有一些所谓的车祸灾难发生在基督徒的身上。
Some accidents and misfortunes that happen to Christians,
有一部分很重要的原因是神要透过这一些的事情提醒我们要学习仰望神。
A very important reason behind those bad things may be to teach us Christians to rely on and trust in God.
一些灾难过后，
After the bad things happen,
让我们学习了仰望神，
and we have learned to look up to God,
剩下的余生当中都有平安，
and we will have peace in the rest of our lives.
这显然是神的心意。
This is obviously the will of God.
所以我们都要学习仰望神。
So we need to learn how to put our hope in God.
只有在神那里，透过基督，我们才有真正的平安。
Only in God and through Christ can we have real peace.
刚才读了路加福音的后半部分。
We just read the second part of Luke.
提到有一个人物叫西面。
And there was a person mentioned whose name is Simeon.
当他见到耶稣基督的时候，他已经年纪非常老了。
And he was advanced in age when he first saw Christ.
当圣灵感动他，这就是基督。
When the Holy Spirit moved him to tell him that this is Christ,
他心里面非常的平安。
He had the great peace in mind, in heart.
我们怎么知道他心里面非常平安？
How do we know that?
在第二章的二十九节，他非常清楚地说。
In verse 29 of chapter 9, he says clearly,
他说主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
He says, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace.
这里的安然，叙事的安然就是平安，就是神赐平安给地上人的那个平安，同一个字。
So here, the Bible says the same thing, in peace.
他年纪大了。
He's old.
当他见到耶稣基督，知道耶稣是基督的时候。
When he sees Christ and knows this is Christ.
他心里面很有平安。
He has real peace in heart.
哪怕马上就离开世界，他也很平安。
Even though he was just about to leave this world, he had peace in mind.
这样的平安是来自神，来自基督的。
This kind of peace comes from God, from Christ.
如果不是依靠基督，不是依靠神，人心里面没有真正的平安。
Without trust in God, there is no peace in people's minds.
哪怕你再有权势，再有财力，也会不平安。
Regardless of your fortunes and your power, you will not have peace.
我们都知道，中国几十年前有一个非常有名的人物叫毛泽东。
We know many decades ago there was a very well-known person whose name is Mao Zedong.
毛泽东，毛主席。
Chairman Mao.
跟他同一个时代的，同样还有一个很有名的人物叫周恩来，周总理。
And there was another person of his contemporary, Premier Zhou.
对毛主席的了解，再也没有人比周恩来更加了解毛主席了。
Nobody understood Mao Zedong better than Zhou Enlai.
在毛主席晚年的时候，有一次生了一场大病。
When Chairman Mao was old, he was once seriously ill.
有一次他生病很严重。
Once he was very sick.
说脸色发青。
And his face was sick with blue.
嘴唇发紫。
And lips were purple.
大声喘着气。
And he was gasping heavily.
但是医生已经做了该做的，觉得也做不了什么，无能为力。
But the doctors had done all they could.
毛主席边上的秘书很聪明。
The secretary working for Mao was quite clever.
赶紧找周总理过来。
And he sent for Premier Zhou.
但是周总理不是医生，找他过来干嘛？
But Premier Zhou was no doctor. What could he do?
周总理来到毛主席的身边。
Premier Zhou came close to Mao.
看到毛主席的情况。
Seeing what was happening.
他去走上去握着毛主席的手。
He stepped up and held Mao's hand in his hand.
讲了一句很简单的话。
And said a simple sentence.
讲完之后，毛主席才慢慢缓过气来，就开始不那么危险，正常了。
And that sentence recovered Mao to a normal state.
大家知道朱总理讲了一句什么话吗？
Do you know what he said?
他说：“主席啊，大权还在你的手里。”
He said, Comrade Chairman Mao, you are still in power.
因为他知道毛主席在这个时候是心里面不平安，生怕他身体虚弱了，大权被别人抢走了。
Because he knew Mao, because he was weak and sick, he was afraid that his power was going to be usurped by other people.
他的平安建立在大权掌控的上面。
His peace rested on the fact that he was in power.
虽然可能会给他带来一时的平安。
That sense probably could bring him temporary peace.
但是我们今天都知道那种平安是暂时的。
Because we all know that that kind of peace is transient.
唯有神才会给我们真正的平安。
Real peace comes only from God.
唯有基督，在基督里面我们才有真正的平安。
Only in Christ can we have real peace.
没有基督，没有平安。
No Christ, no peace.
平安夜也会不平安。
Even on Christmas Eve, there is no peace.
因为人是罪人。
Because men are sinners.
平安夜也会犯罪。
Even on Christmas Eve, they commit crimes.
人很软弱，平安夜也可能会生病。
People are physically weak, they get sick on Christmas Eve.
人可能会掌控一些东西，但是掌控不了自己的心。
People may be in control of many things, but not their hearts.
所以没有基督，平安夜也会不平安。
So without Christ, there is no peace, even on Christmas Eve.
但是当我们愿意接受基督，
But if we are willing to accept Christ,
我们跟随他，
and follow him,
仰望他，
and have hope in him,
他可以将平安赐给我们。
He is going to give us peace.
因为这里非常清楚地说，
Because it says clearly,
在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
It says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to them on whom his favor rests.
我们都盼望有平安。
We hope for peace.
我们更盼望在平安夜真有平安。
We even hope more for peace on Christmas Eve.
但是在座的每一位。
But everybody here.
我们要想平安夜真有平安。
If we really want to have peace on Christmas Eve.
我们需要有基督。
We must have Christ.
接受基督。
Accept Christ.
有了基督，日日夜夜都有平安。
With Christ, we have peace every day.
所以盼望每一位在座的弟兄姐妹和朋友。
So I hope every brother and sister here today.
今年的平安夜，你有特别的平安。
That you will have real peace on this Christmas Eve.
但是需要记住。
But you need to keep in mind.
如果你今年的平安夜有特别的平安。
If you do have special peace on this Christmas Eve,
不是因为今年你很有钱，收到了很多的礼物。
It doesn't mean you are wealthier this year and have received lots of gifts.
也不是因为今年的平安夜好像挺暖和，你没有感冒生病。
It is not because we have a better weather this Christmas and you're not sick.
而是因为你有基督给你特别的平安。
But because you have Christ who gives you special peace.
所以盼望我们都可以接受基督。
So I hope we can all accept Christ.
我们都可以每天仰望神，跟随他。
So that we can look up to God and follow him.
好让我们不光平安夜有平安。
So that we will not only have peace on Christmas Eve.
我们一年365天，日日夜夜都有平安。
But on every day of the year, we have peace.
求神祝福大家。
May God bless all of you.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸天父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们人是罪人。
Because we are sinners.
我们人很软弱。
And we are weak.
所以我们会有各种不平安的事情。
And we have lots of peaceless things.
我们的心里面会有不平安。
And we do not have peace in our hearts.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
你赐给我们有耶稣基督。
Because you gave us Jesus Christ,
并且应许我们，
and you promised us,
在世上平安归于神所喜悦的人。
In this world, peace only belongs to those whom you favor.
我们就感谢你。
We thank you.
求你让我们都愿意完全接受基督，每天仰望神，跟随神。
We ask you to enable us to accept Christ and follow him.
以至于我们不光平安夜有平安。
So that we will have peace not only on Christmas Eve,
我们一年三百六十五天，日日夜夜都有平安。
But on every night of the year,
哪怕有被抢劫、车祸、生病，仍然有平安。
Even in circumstances of robbery, sickness, we will still have peace.
愿荣耀颂赞都归给神。
May the glory and praise belong go to God.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.